Hello and welcome to BICS is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the BICS is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is recordings by the California Ramblers of tunes that Bix played. First, let me read to you from Wikipedia the information about the California Ramblers. They were a popular and prolific jazz group from the 1920s that recorded hundreds of songs under many different record labels throughout the 1920s. The original band members were from Ohio, but they chose the name California Ramblers because they thought people would be less inclined to listen to a jazz band from the Midwest. The Ramblers Inn was named after the band and was in Pelham, New York. The band was instantly successful and would remain well known throughout the decade. They were one of the most prolific recording groups in the 1920s. Originally, they recorded for Vocalion Records in November 1921. In early 1922, the frontman for the California Ramblers, violinist Oscar Adler, told their manager Ed Kirkaby that he, Adler, was going to take over as the band's manager and booking agent. Ed Kirkaby, who had a lot of pull in New York music scene, had the B.F. Keith circuit bar the Ramblers from playing in any of their restaurants, dance halls, or theaters. By the end of March 1922, the original band broke up. They made their last recording on March 16, 1922 for Arthur Records. The banjo player and founder of the Ramblers, Ray Kitchenman, asked Kirkaby if the band could be reformed and suggested a band playing at Shanley's Dance Hall, which was led by violinist Arthur Hand. Kirkaby agreed, and the new band of California Ramblers made their first recording on April 3, 1922 for Emerson. In late 24, the Ramblers signed a contract with Columbia, and then in conjunction with their manager Ed Kirkaby, agreed to waive all royalties to Columbia for the right to record for other companies under different names. They recorded for nearly every independent label in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K., using over 100 unique alias. Although they were not the first mixed band to record, the first was Jimmy Durante's original New Orleans jazz band in 1918 with light-skinned black clarinetist Achille Baquet. They were an early integrated band with light-skinned black trumpeter Bill Moore in the band from 1922 to 1925 when he was replaced by Red Nichols. Bill Moore was billed as the Hot Hawaiian during his time with the California Ramblers. Okay, let's get started with the music. The first two tunes that I want to play are tunes that Bix recorded with the Wolverines, but these are now recordings by the California Ramblers. Big Boy from June 30, 1924, and Copenhagen from October 23, 1924. The composition of the band, as given by Lord's discography, is Frank Cush and Bill Moore on trumpet, Lloyd Hall Olsen trombone, Bobby Davis clarinet alto sax, Arnold Breithart clarinet alto sax, also Freddie Kuzik tenor sax, Adrian Rollini bass sax, Irving Brodsky piano, Ray Kitchingman banjo, Stan King drums, Arthur Hand is the leader and plays violin. So let's listen then to a couple of big tunes recorded by the California Ramblers in 1924. Thank you. I am sure you must have noticed that the arrangement of Copenhagen is the same as that used by the Wolverines. But what's interesting, perhaps, is that the trumpet solo in the California Ramblers version is not copied from the cornet solo of Bix in the Wolverines recording. Okay, let's continue with another tune that the Wolverines recorded. This is Tiger Rag. And the California Ramblers recorded this on May 4, 1925, with Frank Cush and Red Nichols on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Jimmy Dorsey tenor, Brill Hart clarinet, alto sax, Freddie Kuzik clarinet, tenor sax, Adrian Rollini bass sax, Irving Brodsky piano, Tommy Fellini banjo, Stan King drums, Ed Kirkaby is the director. You will notice that Red Nichols plays Bix's solo from the Wolverines recording of Tiger Rag from a year earlier. I wrote an article in the Mississippi Rag many, many years ago about copying Bix, and Tiger Rag was one of the tunes that I included in the article, and I gave an explanation as to how Red Nichols copied Bix's solo from Tiger Rag when Tiger Rag had not been issued until a couple of years later. So let's listen then to Tiger Rag, California Ramblers, 1925. Let's move now to 1927, a recording that Bix made with the Gene Goldcat Orchestra. This is Blue River, and The California Ramblers recorded that on September 19, 1927. Frank Cush and Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Pete Pumiglio clarinet, alto sax, Bob Fallon alto sax, Sam Ruby tenor sax, Spencer Clark bass sax, Jack Rusin piano, Tommy Fellini banjo, Herb Whale drums. The vocal here is by Ed Kirkby. He's also the director. You will notice now that Adrian Rollini, Bobby Davis aren't there. This time, Adrian Rollini was organizing a new band, the New Yorkers, in the New Yorker Hotel. Okay, I will continue that one with a recording from 1928. And now the band is really very different. We have Fred Van Epps Jr. and Moss Seltzer on trumpet, Reg Harrington trombone, Pete Pumiglio, Harold Marcus clarinet alto sax, Sam Ruby tenor sax, Joe LaFaro violin, Chauncey Gray piano, Tommy Fellini guitar, Jimmy Mullen brass bass, Chris Condon drums. There is a vocal in Bless You Sister, but I don't have a name in the discographies that I'm looking at. So let's listen then to a couple of recordings that Bix made, one with the Gene Golcat Orchestra, the other with the Frank Trombauer Orchestra. First, Blue River, 1927, and then Bless Your Sister, 1928. Thank you.
Blue River, Blue River, till our summer hopes go drifting down your stream. Can we both forget that bright summer night in our little canoe, when our blue eyes lost their light as we whispered adieu? When I hear your lonesome song, something's wrong. Blue River, Blue River, maybe it's because I'm just as blue as you.
Next, I want to play a recording that Bix made with Paul Whiteman. This is Changes. Changes was recorded by the California Ramblers on December 15, 1927. Here is what Rust tells us about the personnel for this recording. According to Edgar Jackson's review of the following record in the Melody Maker in June 1928, the personnel is Chelsea Quilly, Bill Moore trumpets, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Pete Pumiglio, Bobby Davis clarinet, alto sax, Sam Ruby tenor sax, L. Duffy violin, Lenny Hayton piano, Tommy Fellini banjo, Jack Hanson brass bass, Herb Will drums, Ed Kirkby, Sammy Fain, and Artie Dunn on vocal. While there is undoubtedly some truth in this personnel, it should be remembered that Chelsea Quilly and Bobby Davis were in London with Fred Elizalde and his music when they opened at the Savoy Hotel there on January 1st, 1928, only 17 days after this session. I will follow that with a recording that Bix made with Gene Goldcat, that's the famous Clementine from New Orleans. This recording is not by the California Ramblers, by the Goofus Five, which is another name that they use for the OK label. We have Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Al Filburn trombone, Bobby Davis clarinet, alto sax, Sam Ruby tenor sax, Adrian Rollini bass sax, Jack Rusin piano, Tommy Fellini banjo, Herb Whale drums, Beth Chalice as Sadie Green is the vocalist. As I said, this is August 10, 1927. So let's listen then to a couple of recordings, one by the California Ramblers, 1927, one by the Goofus Five, also 1927, of tunes that Bix had recorded.
Beautiful, beautiful changes. Those beautiful changes in
different keys,
beautiful changes and
harmonies.
He starts and sees,
then changes to D.
He's fooling around.
Most any old key.
Watch that, hear that minor strain. That's it, there it falls again. There's so many babies that
he can squeeze,
and he's always changing those keys.
Thank you. 17, that baby from New Orleans. She's only 17, but what a queen, oh my. She has two flashing eyes, they surely can hypnotize. And when she rolls them, pal, just kiss your gal goodbye. And oh, 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 when she starts dancing, she plays a mean castanet, you won't forget, I mean. She kissed a boy named James, his rubber collar burst into flames. That gal called Clementine from New Orleans.
Stay in 1928 with a recording by the McAlpiners. This is a pseudonym for the California Ramblers. The date is July 27, 1928. The tune is Bless You Sister. This is one that Bix recorded with Frank Trombauer. The California Ramblers in this edition consisted of Fred Van Epps Jr. and Mo Seltzer on trumpet, Reg Harrington trombone, Pete Pumiglio, and Harold Marcus on clarinet alto sax, Sam Ruby tenor sax, Jack LaFaro violin, Tommy Fellini on guitar, Jimmy Mullin on brass bass, Chick Condon on drums, and the vocal is by Ed Kirkaby. I will follow that with a recording from August 1st, 1929. This is one that Bix recorded, but the recording that he participated in was not issued. Another take with Andy Sigrist was issued. The recording of the California Ramblers is from September 13, 1929, we had Frank Kush and Fred Van Epps Jr. on trumpet, Carl Loeffler on trombone, Pete Pumiglio and Harold Marcus on clarinet alto sax, Sam Ruby tenor sax, John C. Gray piano, Tommy Fellini guitar, Ward Lay brass bass, Stan King on drums, and there are a couple of violinists, Sid Harris and Bruce Yentis. So let's listen then to California Ramblers, first in 1928, High Up on a Hilltop, then 1929, When You're Counting the Stars Alone. Thank you.
high up on the hilltop, beautiful to see. There's a cozy cottage standing peacefully. Skies are never cloudy when the day is done. Stars are twinkling howdy for a setting sun. Just picture little Jack and Jill running down the hill to meet me. And there's my little lady fair waiting for a share of joy. Hand in hand together, happy as can be, high up on the hilltop, that's heaven to me.
When you're counting the stars alone. And Lover's Lane, that shady lane, somehow it seems to be there in vain when you're counting the stars alone. I find all nights are love nights to others I see. To them the stars are love lights, but they're just stars to me. The good old moon, its beams don't count. You dream and dream, but your dreams don't count when you're counting the stars alone. Thank you.
I want to wind up today's program with a couple of recordings by the University Six. It's again California Ramblers recording for Harmony. First, a tune that Bix recorded with Paul Whiteman. This is San. University Six recorded this on May 12, 1926. We have Roy Johnston on trumpet, Bobby Davis on clarinet, alto sax, Sam Ruby tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Irving Brodsky piano, Tommy Fellini banjo, and Herb Wallis on drums. We'll follow that with Slow River. That's one that Bix recorded with Gene Goldcat. We have Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Bobby Davis clarinet, alto sax, Sam Ruby on tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Irving Brodsky piano, Tommy Fellini banjo, Herb Whale drums, and the vocal is by Arthur Fields. This is May 25th, 1927, Slow River. So let's listen then to a couple of recordings by the University Six, recordings that Bix had recorded in his own, once with Weinman, once with Goldcat. First, San. This is the California. This is the University Six in 1926. Then Slow River. Again, the University Six, 1927.
river, river. The ripples come and the ripples go. You roll muddy and oh so slow. Wives, husbands, sons, daughters, all baptized in your waters. To my poor soul deliver, river. The hope that only you can give a river. Listen, stream, hear my song. Get up, steam, move along. Flow, river, please flow.
Hope you have enjoyed this program of big stones recorded by the California Ramblers. To me, it is fascinating to compare recordings of the same tune by different groups. Each of these guys in the 1920s had their own identity, their own style, and the differences in the interpretations of the same tune are, to me anyway, quite fascinating. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.